August March 2nd meeting to order of the Historic Site Monuments Commission. I want to welcome everyone for being here and ask everyone to please put their phones on either mute or wiggle, whichever one or the other, okay? Vibrate, whatever, okay? First thing I want to ask if there is a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting that were distributed from the February 2nd meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Ryan, second?
I second.
Does it matter to you who did it? Okay, Tom did it second.
Okay.
All right, any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes, no, no. Ayes have it, so ordered. Sarah, are you ready for petition of Georgia Historical Society, 23 Montgomery Street marker?
Good afternoon. This application, as you mentioned, is for a historical marker. I'll show you a picture of the site.
Why does that say a different address?
That's the actual business's address, the...
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll be quiet.
Here's the property. The marker will recognize the history of the first African Baptist church seen here. It's one of the nation's oldest continuous African-American churches, and there are two locations proposed for the marker. Both will be freestanding markers. The first location, as you can see, is indicated here, right beside the church. And the second location is in the adjacent Franklin Square, around where this star right here is. In terms of the standards, the theme standards are all met. The themes for the marker will include civil and institutional, religious history, local history, and cultural and ethnic heritage. In terms of evaluating the site, there is at least one other marker located in Franklin Square, so that may be a concern in terms of location. Staff is requesting some additional information in terms of the object damaging or disturbing existing vegetation. If it's located in Franklin Square, we would like to know the specific location to make sure that standard is met. Staff is also requesting additional information in terms of it possibly requiring alteration of the sidewalk, if it's located along here.
All right, well, clarify that position. I mean, to me, is that up against a wall, or is it going to be freestanding in the sidewalk?
It's going to be freestanding on the sidewalk near the building.
But, I mean, it's going to be two-sided?
Yes.
So it's going to be far enough off the building so
yes.
that...
It can be read.
So you can read it from the back?
You can read it
from
either
both sides?
So it's going to be... If you drive by, you can see it, I guess, and if you walk by, you can see it.
But that looks like...
Go ahead.
Is that typical? Two sides?
That's typical, yes.
Yeah.
In terms of the marker itself, all standards are met. Both locations do meet the standard in terms of proximity to the site. However, obviously, this location will be closest to the church. And here you see a sample of the typical design. And all of those standards are met. It's just a typical Georgia Historical Society marker. And here's the text here. In terms of the text standards, all are met. And you can read it unless you'd like me to read it, which I'm happy to do. And in terms of funding, the intent of the standard is met. The applicant agreed to pay for the repair and replacement of the marker as needed and is requesting that the escrow payment be waived. So staff is recommending approval to City Council of the marker with the condition that the selected site does not involve disturbing vegetation or sidewalks, because otherwise the marker meets the standards. And staff is also recommending the Montgomery Street site adjacent to the church due to the proximity to the building. And we did have a comment from Historic Savannah. They were happy that they were both freestanding, but they have a little concern about the site closest to the building and whether or not that would be appropriate. So we just took a few pictures to show, similar sites. You can see a marker here right next to the building, this marker here, another.
I'm sorry, what was their concern about the...
They were mostly concerned, they wanted to make sure they were both freestanding, because they didn't want to attach the building, which they are, and they just sort of wanted a little more information about the site, but I think their main concern was whether or not it would be freestanding.
Look, Sarah, everything you're showing us is not a sidewalk adjacent to a building. This community...
It is an unusual circumstance.
Okay, so this isn't like one of these where you've got 10, 15, 20 feet on either side. I mean, you've got the building, you've got the curb.
Yes.
And then, so you've got a sidewalk, or whatever the width is.
There's one.
This one's a little more similar.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, that's it. We just wanted to show you some of the other ones.
Anybody else? Any of the board members have questions of staff?
Can you say again what you said about the escrow account, then, to clarify?
They had just said that they will be paying for the repairs or replacement as needed, so we're requesting that that be waived, since they'll be paying for all the repairs.
All right, so we're putting out one plaque, and see, they're going to be one of those two places, presumably one of those two places.
Yes.
Okay. And, okay. So, our job, I guess, to ask the pain in that question. The language that's contained on the plaque.
Yes, sir.
We had this not fact checked, but I mean, if we had this, everything here exactly right, so we don't have any issues with anybody coming up and say, well, it should have been X, Y, and C instead of A, B, C.
They worked with the church and did research, so we're comfortable that it's accurate.
Okay.
Keep it.
And the petitioner can add to that.
Oh, well, I'll petition that. I think the sidewalk problem is problematical. I just don't think there's enough room for a person to have an unobstructed passage or even be able to stand there and look at it without interrupting the sidewalk. If it was a wide sidewalk, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally would not agree personally with a wall. Okay, so Franklin Square, you know, there's a lot going on in Franklin Square, but I think even the Green Meldrum has one if we put that one in the park at Green Meldrum.
Jed, there's
put the Emancipation Proclamation in Green Meldrum in the park. So
it's certainly
that would be my preference. And, you know, the board have to decide, but it would be my preference. I think more people would see it, and it'd be less. Probably easier to amount to.
That's certainly a challenge.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Do you know the dimension of this sidewalk, and what would be the code, building codes, in terms of regulations spacing within the sidewalk? I think that would be what would kind of determine whether it's appropriate or not, whether it's going to obstruct the path. And I don't know what agency would deal with or check that. Well, it's not.
That's part of our concern with requesting additional information in terms of disturbing the sidewalk. And so obviously along the way, if it becomes clear that's not a choice, we can always change the location.
Go back to that last photograph.
On the slideshow?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that location, and it's tight, but it does work. That's the Clutch Cuts Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not clear on the other option, though. Is this what you're proposing? Is that something like that?
Yeah, the petitioner maybe will bring more information of exactly where, if they've discussed it with the city. But the other option for the square, you can see right here, is just across from the church.
Oh, okay. I missed that somehow.
Any further questions?
Anybody else have a question of staff? You know, in this text, I would have preferred saying instrumental in establishing what is today's, what is now. And we nobody knows what today is. In other words, I mean, I realize it's now known as Savannah State University, but somehow or other, I mean, say, establishing what is
currently?
At the time of the marker. I mean, for all we know, somebody could come up, I'm not saying they would, and say, well, let's call it, change the name or something like that. I'm not, you know, I want to get into this, but I mean, they have a proclivity of doing these things. So I just think the reference to today, we need to come up with a better way of saying that. And we'll talk to the petitioner about
that.
She's trying to talk now. We haven't called her up yet. So, okay, any other questions to staff? We can bring it back if necessary. Okay, petitioner, please.
Hi, my name is Elise Butler. I'm with the Georgia Historical Society.
Okay. Why should we do this?
Why should we do this? Well, one, it gives me my job, so that's one answer to your question. In reference to your concern about establishing today's Savannah State University, my recommendation would be to take out today and just say establishing Savannah State University, just because this marker, as how it stands, is at the maximum word limit that can fit on a historical marker. So.
Oh, okay. I wondered about that.
Yes, I am happy to remove today if that helps ease your concern.
Well, I would just say in establishing what is now Savannah State University.
What is now is three words, today one. So unfortunately,
it's the
same number
of letters. But anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about the letters, it's the word, the number of words.
I mean, I agree with removing today. I mean, because today could be.
It could be 50 years from now, it could be.
You just say establishing Savannah State University.
That we can easily do that as.
But just out of, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. This just strikes me as kind of passing strange that we count words as opposed to how much volume there are.
Right. Unfortunately, that's just how the foundry works. The foundry that we work with, it recommends the number of words, and they don't do it based on like word spacing. It's just the way their layout works. They have a recommended number.
So it's a manufacturing problem.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, anything else you would like to add to what's been said by the staff? I mean, talk to us about the locations and what y'all's thinking is.
Sure. So the locations, we always like to give you more than one option. We don't like to come up here with just one option. So that's where the two options came from. My concerns are similar to y'all's with the size of the sidewalk. It is quite narrow there, and I can understand the concerns of not wanting to put the marker there. However, it is one option, because as you saw in one of the later pictures, it has been done before, a two-sided marker being placed very close to the building. The marker in the park would be easier accessible, easier to access. It is not as crowded in that area, but those were just two options. So we're happy to listen to your opinions and other options if you would like to propose those.
I keep reading through this, I mean.
And as for who reads this marker is a joint effort, not just between the Georgia Historical Society and the Dr. Christopher Hunter, who is representing First African Baptist Church. But it also goes through Dr. Deaton, our senior historian at the Georgia Historical Society, and the Georgia Historical Society Marker Committee. And the Historical Society Marker Committee is based off of independent scholars from across the state. So it's not just something that's internally done. It is something that's peer-reviewed by scholars from across the state. So anything that we propose has been vetted by that. Every line's been searched. So.
Can I ask a question? Was Savannah State originally Savannah State College? I mean, what was the original name, Reverend?
Right. Unfortunately,
Georgia Industrial Institute for Colored Youth.
I mean, to me, that's part of the history.
Right.
What it was and what it is. I mean, you want to bring the now in, then
right.
Too. I'm sorry.
That's where this is where the word count and the number of words comes into play, because you can't. If you put all that information in about a marker about Savannah State and First African Baptist Church, you're going to have to take content out about First African Baptist Church. And while this it is important, Savannah State University's history is important, that's not the subject of this marker. So we're just referring to the most modern version of that. And even if the Savannah State University name were to change in the future, you could go back in the records, anyone doing historical research, go back and see that it was Savannah State.
Well, but they can't go back and see what it was originally, which I think is important.
Right, which would go on a marker about Savannah State, not First African Baptist Church.
Well, that's inaccurate the way it's written. And we don't have to approve anything because of a word count. We can either approve it or not approve it. I mean, I'm getting a little feisty here because, there's all kinds of ways to write things, okay? And I've read it now three times, and I'm not saying I could change it, but all I'm saying is that it would be my preference that you go back and think about that today and how it can be better said, because he didn't start, create, establish Savannah State University, started the original, which in over time has become, and I understand we're not here for the school, but we also want to be accurate.
Right.
Okay? I mean, it wasn't someone's idea in, didn't even say the date.
Well, in that case, that is where the today becomes in helpful establishing today's Savannah State University, because it is now known as Savannah State.
What is today's Savannah State University?
At the bottom of the marker, there will say 2017 dot probably.
No, I'm saying the wording.
The wording?
What is today's? That's two more words than you've got here, and I gotta believe.
If you would prefer us to take two extra words out of the marker text, if you would like me to, I can establishing what is today's Savannah State University, but then it would involve taking three additional words out of the content. And I'm happy to do that if that's what you prefer.
Could we hear from if anyone else?
Yeah, I know what you want me to do. So.
They may have an
opinion. Can we now hear from those in the audience who are here to speak on this matter?
They may have an opinion on this exact same thing.
Reverend, come on, you know.
Greetings and salutations. How y'all doing?
Excuse me?
I said greetings.
Greetings. Good to have you with us. Good to have you all with us.
It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad Dr. Hunter picked it up as one of his dissertation projects, asked us about joining with it. And of course, there are some things that, as a church family, that we probably would have reworded, but we understand that they went through to do all the historical relevance they could do. We refer to First African as being the oldest operating African-American church in North America, so we will pull out a couple of words too. But I'm sure that they've done their research and had to go through and vet it with others, that it comes up with is one of the oldest continuous. So we don't have any objection. I mean, there are some who would have objection, but I'm not standing here to object to being there to get that done. And the part of instrumental in establishing today's Savannah State University, with the date of this marker actually being on the marker, I would think someone would say, well, what is today? What did they mean by today? And they could look at the date that's actually there on the marker itself. But and we probably would have included something about Andrew Bryan, but this is a good beginning. We may have other markers going up later, talk about Savannah State or talk about other things that happened, because a whole lot more happened on that spot than was here. I mean, a whole lot more.
Well, remember, that's why I asked the question up front, which was, who wrote them? Does everybody understand what's here? I mean, because, I mean, I've lived here all my life. It's not the first time for anybody to say, who is the first and who is who's the oldest and who is one of the oldest. Okay, I've known that discussion forever. And so that's why I asked that question, because it says something here that we don't want to be, we're not being asked to endorse or to approve something that isn't historically accurate. But I think you're taking the better path, which is to say, some might not like it, some will, we're okay.
Yes, sir. And we take it to the congregation, to our leadership, and our leadership was good with this.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
I do have
one. I didn't recognize you.
Please.
But go ahead.
No, I'm way down here. I don't want to keep going over this, but can someone explain to me about the upkeep of the historic? The reason I'm asking about the escrow and historical marker is because there is a historical marker over at Bryant Baptist about Andrew Bryant, and it's almost unreadable.
Sure. So with over 2,000 historical markers across the state, we really rely on our constituents to let us know which markers are damaged or which ones need cleaning. That mark, the Andrew Bryan marker, now that I'm aware that it's hard to keep inventory.
I'm not putting that.
No, that's fine. I honestly appreciate you letting me know. We have a marker preservation technician that goes out across the state and he cleans, he re-erects, he reinstalls these historical markers. And so that is based upon, depending on the program, whether it's one of the original historical markers erected by the Georgia Department of Natural Resources and the Georgia Historical Commission, or the Georgia Historical Society, depends on where the funding comes from. But we do have a preservation technician who does care for these markers for us.
I mean, if, I know it's a side issue, but
that's
been like that for a while. I'm concerned about this marker perhaps becoming unreadable.
Well, that's certainly, we use Simple Green, which is a detergent essentially that stops growth, or it removes pollen, and it's not harsh, so it won't take away the paint off or scratch the aluminum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any more questions? All right, we have a motion. Staff recommendation, repeat staff recommendation, or what's the move? Okay.
Since it's on public property, a recommendation for approval to City Council of the marker with the condition that the selected site does not involve disturbing existing vegetation or sidewalks, because otherwise it meets the standard. And staff is recommending the Montgomery Street site, so you can change the site recommendation.
Well, you're recommending Frankage Square. Are you recommending the one in front of the building?
We were recommending that one, but if you'd like to change that, you're welcome.
I can't hear you.
We were, but if you'd like to change that, you're welcome.
Okay, so staff recommendation is the sidewalk in front of the building.
Pending further studies by traffic.
Yes. Yeah. Reverend, you understand what we're talking about the ladies and gentlemen, about that sidewalk. It's, I mean, I'm by there all the time. It's a snug sidewalk. And if we put it in the park right across from the church, I mean, what do y'all feel about that? Oh, there's more, I know that's an SP grader, but y'all can all speak, you know.
I've been pastoring for 35 years. If you were to do a tour of our church, maybe about 15 years ago, we had historic pews downstairs. Half of them had paint on them, new paint on them, painted with greatest tint. The other half were not touched at all. People come through and see the pews, half painted, half not, and say, "What is this? Why did you paint half and all?" I said, "I did what any good Baptist preacher would do. We had a meeting, and at the meeting, we said, we're going to paint them or not paint them. Y'all vote on it." And they voted. The regular half said paint it, and the other half said don't paint them. So we painted half and didn't paint the other half.
Reverend, I took that tour.
Okay, well, yeah, you saw this.
Yeah, no, they were there when, I remember that story. You know, so about 15 years ago.
I said all that to say, whatever I say now, whether you put it on the sidewalk or put it in Franklin Square, we have those who love Franklin Square, we have those who like the sidewalk.
Okay.
So
you would say there's not a majority on one side or that would prefer one or the other?
Well,
I know I'm asking you to speak.
I would say there's not a majority, but when you make a decision that it needs to be one of those places, I think everybody will say, okay, well, you know, the pastor didn't decide that, the trustees didn't decide that. That was decided by the Metropolitan Planning Commission.
We can take the blame.
No, it's not. Historic Site Monuments Committee.
Historic Site Monuments Committee.
They're just staff. And they're not MPC, so don't give them the blame or credit.
So I think I'm saying, speaking right, that from what we've seen, nobody had a... We do have some that like sidewalk and others. And we do understand the problem with the traffic, the everything on that sign, and probably one day we're going to start using the door on the St. Julian Street side rather than Bryant, because people could walk right out of traffic.
It's just I park illegally in front of a church. There's some fast sidewalks, venues, or something like that. And it's a narrow sidewalk. I mean, it's not anything like those other places. And I just think somebody's either going to get hurt or it's just not going to be as noticeable up against the building. But if it's in the park, I think it'll be more visible. Just my personal opinion.
I would agree with that.
So staff recommendation is the on the sidewalk. And so we've either going to approve the staff recommendation or we're going to approve it located in the park. I need a motion.
Well, may I ask the staff a question?
No.
First?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. How does that, the photograph of the restaurant, how is that? I'm familiar with. I'm not quite familiar with the other one. So how would you say, is it about the same? Or?
I'm not positive, to be honest with you, but that sidewalk may be a little wider than this than the church's sidewalk.
Okay. Okay. Can we make a motion to do the staff recommendation? If that gets shot down, then we'll have an amendment.
Well, shot down by whom? I think we need...
Then we vote on it. I make a motion to approve the staff recommendation pending further studies by the city.
Well, is that what the staff recommendation is to do the... Okay, is that what the staff recommendation is, what he just said?
Essentially, because if the city looked at the site and said, you can't do that, you have to the other site, okay. That's what we would do.
Okay, well, why don't we do that before they ever come here? I mean, honestly.
It's just that we usually wait until something's
up. I mean, you got parking trees, got to say whether they want to square or not. And you got city engineering, it's going to say, traffic or whoever, sidewalk maintenance people, are going to say it's there. And so if we pick one, they say, no, it's got to be in the other place. And if we say one, then they're going to say it's going to be in the other place. So I'll just don't take it to them and say, these are the two choices. What do you think?
If we think that there's going to be a problem in advance, like for example, when we were discussing the marker that was on Broughton Street, and we were talking about the Abercorn Street side, we got them involved there. The minimum ADA width for a sidewalk is 4 feet, so it has to have 4 feet of unobstructed right of way, and this meets that standard. So we're not anticipating
that's
any.
Minimal.
That's the minimum.
That is the bare minimum.
Absolutely. Ah. But that's so it meets the minimum standards. So we didn't get them involved, but in advance. If we're aware that there could be a concern, we do get them involved in advance.
Could I interject? I know that the ADA has...
Okay. We have a motion on the floor, which is to approve staff recommendation, basically, because staff recommends that it's got to be signed off by the city, which is what you're intending, right? Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Now, talk.
I was going to say that that would be more of a reason to put it into the park than on the sidewalk, just to, again, I know the ADA has minimum requirements, but as you mentioned, it's the minimum requirement. So I was trying to say that before we were voting on that. But
if it doesn't work in the sidewalk, it goes in the square.
I'm saying, like, in deference to maybe someone who might have a wider wheelchair or... I know that there are minimum requirements, but that would just alleviate that issue altogether.
I think the ADA requirement would accommodate wheelchairs and all kinds of other
things. Well, that's the whole point.
No, I understand that. I
think it's probably safe to assume that the park would be acceptable either as a first or second location, right? So it really gets down to what the city says about the bricks and sidewalk and whatnot there, okay? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion on those motions? Motion is to approve it on the sidewalk. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? I'll go with it. I mean, that's what the majority wants. That's fine with me. I just want it to be something that works. I mean, yeah. That's my whole thing.
I'd like to see it closest to the building and relevant to people that are by.
I think you're...
There's that argument, too.
But here's the other side of that, okay? Many, many more people will be in Franklin Square than will be walking on that sidewalk, okay? So in terms of viewability, a whole lot more people are going to visit and see it in the park, because there's a lot of people in the park. But they're not always walking on that sidewalk. So, but you know, it's, that's what the motion approval is, and so let's take it then. So what we'll do is if we'll take it to the city, and if the city says yes or no, then we'll know where it winds up, okay? Anything else on this matter? Thank you for coming, folks. Appreciate your input.
Yeah, let's have it.
Oh, that is it. The ayes have it. So more. Excuse me. Okay.
Can you hold on 1 second? Could you hold on 1 second until we get them?
No, he's going to put you in the paper now. He's going to write a story about you.
I'm sorry. I couldn't remember your name.
Okay. The next matter on the agenda is commissioner items. Next meeting is Thursday, April the 6th at 4 p.m. Anything else, staff? Dad? When do we break out the new computer?
April 6th.
April. Okay, folks. Thanks for attending. Meeting's adjourned.